Thank you. Yeah, I mean, I already previously spoke about the need to combine the non-formal and formal educational sector. And I would like to stress that basically it's the non-formal educational techniques or pedagogies that basically can improve the process of citizenship education or the citizenship as such when it comes to citizens, not only youth, to citizens. So first of all, when we talk about the non-formal learning, we talk about the different social organization of learning, which actually has a lot to do also with youth organization. And this is actually the project-based learning. It's project-based curriculum, it's not content-based, and it's, the content is usually acquired in opportunistic manner. Then we have an egalitarian pedagogical strategy, where common decisions on that there are common decisions on project directions, and also shared authority and mutual accountability. So we learn democracy. Then the relevance of outcomes for the group and not for the individual. And in this sense, the expertise is usually dispersed across the group, which actually kind of also teaches how to use each other's resources, how to act as a community. And also the major feature or the major goal is that the outcomes are publicly or community oriented. Knowledge is demonstrated through public interactions. So in that sense, basically the key outcomes are collaboration, and also engagement in decision making, both within and across organizations, as well as awareness of local public problems and socio-political environment, which obviously we lack when we come into formal educational spaces. So in this sense, all of this basically makes students as well as teachers to take action, make voice, as well as acquire public efficacy, which actually is a precondition of a working democracy.